Today's share of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Tes Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We are in Simin Kuf Samach Ches, dealing still with Halachos of Bitzias HaPas, and we're at the very top of the Omud with Sif Yud Aleph. Mechaber starts off and he says, Yesh Mi Sha'omer, there is an opinion, he brings us down the name of Tosos and the Mordechai, Shed Omer that says, De Perurin Shenostim B'mayim, if you have small pieces of bread that you put into water and you soak it there, and b'hamayim mislabnim machas machmas haperurin, and the water becomes white as a result of the bread that's soaking in it. Azule torisa dinama, the appearance of bread is taken away from it. The Rama explains, what is this torisa dinama? Pirish ki'ilu omar torisa, kolomar means tohar lechem, the appearance of bread. So the word torisa means torisa, which means appearance of bread is no longer there. And therefore, if it doesn't have the appearance of bread, ein mavarech aleh, elabori mini mezonos, uberchas achas mini shalosh. If it lost the name of bread, so then it's a regular mezonos. And you make the bracha achrona, al hamichya, bracha achas mini shalosh, rather than benching. Let's understand why. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Samach Aleph. Hainu kishein b'hem kizayis. Number one, we must be talking about here where this pirurim, these pieces of bread, are less than the size of a kizayis. Because if they were more than the size of a kizayis, dilu yesh b'hem kizayis, they were kizayis larger, ein sarach tor alechem, as we've already learned in yesterday's shir, if it's more than the size of a kizayis, kizayis some more, then the fact that it no longer has the appearance of bread is irrelevant. K'mo shekosav b'sif hakodem, as we learned in Sif Yud, in yesterday's shir. Sivkot and Samach Beis, he soaked it b'mayim in water. V'hanostim chatichas pas, if you put a piece of bread, shemiyavshin ala gecholim b'sheichar shekorin penitz, if you put pieces of bread that you dried out on the coals, and then you put them into some sort of a beer, shekorin penitz, what exactly is this? So this is in something that now becomes like a toast, and these pieces that you have over here, ein behem kizayis, are smaller than a kizayis, v'hasheicho mislabin ha'idei ashriya, and the beer becomes white as a result of the adding of this bread. So also here too, nami dina hachi, in this situation, this bread loses its status of being called pas, the mevarach and lam bari minim azonos, and instead you make a bari minim azonos on it. If you only put a very small amount of bread into this beer over here, and this beer is hot, and the purpose of this is just to give the beer a little bit of a taste over here, and you're not going to eat it, but it's to make the beer have a little bit of a taste to it. So then, on the beer, so you only make a shakel in the beer, even though the beer is now having some mizono, some grain inside of it. Nevertheless, you only make a shahakol always on beer. Even if it comes from barley hops, you still only make a shahakol on it. The lechem ein bo mamoshus. The bread, the little bit of flour that you put in there, doesn't have any halachic status to it. It doesn't have no physicality to it. And v'davar choshev, and it's not considered an important factor over here. The issue foot number 56 brings down, even though normally, if you have any amount of dagon or grain in a product, even if it's a small minority of the total product, you normally consider that a bori minim azonos. Over here, it's considered so insignificant that it doesn't take on a bori minim azonos, but you just make a shahakol on the beer. Sivkot and Samach Kimo, the Mishneh Berurah explains that it's lost its name of pas in this situation where you have these pirurim, these crumbs that are soaking in water that's turned the water white. So it no longer has the size of a kizayis, and it doesn't have the shame or the name or the appearance of bread, and therefore you make a mezonos. He writes the Mishneh Berurah of the Abdim of Ur B'Sif Sif HaKodim, even though we just learned in yesterday's shir, the perurim she'eno mevusho v'lo mechuber, if you have small pieces of bread that were not cooked and that aren't attached one to the other, nevertheless, afilu im ein behem tor lechem mevarach hamotzi, even if you have very small fine flour, for example matzah meal or breadcrumbs or things like that, you still make hamotzi on them. And he says, "Vafil ha'yishurim b'mayim k'mo shekasadim shon." If they had a little bit of water that had been soaked in them, nevertheless, you still make hamotzi. So why is that? Over there, we said you make hamotzi. Here, you say make a mezonos. So davka hasam only over there. Shelo nishtanet tzuras hapas b'etzim klal. The bread hasn't essentially changed its appearance at all. Shenishra b'mayim raks man muat. It only was soaked in the water for a very short period of time. It doesn't have the appearance of bread. Umashelo minka botar lechem hu rakmim nekatnuso. The only reason it doesn't look like bread is because it's very, very, very small pieces of bread. That's why it doesn't look like bread, because the pieces are too small to have the appearance of bread. Masha ein kein hocha, as opposed to over here. Shenishra har bebimayim, it was soaked for a long time in water. The water turned white as a result of this. By definition, hu simen, this is a sign, shenifsada tzurasa, that the bread has lost its appearance, ayde hashriya, because of the soaking in the water, or the beer, v'ovad mimena shem lechem, and it's lost the status of being bread, and that's why you only make a mesona sign. Sifyud Beis, the Mechaber writes, yesh mi sheomer shepas hashori b'yayin, there's an opinion over here, he brings down also in the name of the Mordechai, that if you have bread that is soaked in wine, and the Ramah, I forgot to say this, the Ramah says, Yain Odom, red wine, you do not make a bracha of Hamotzi on it, but you make a bracha of Borimina Mazonos, and the bracha afterwards is a Al Hamichya. Why is this? Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Tayin explains. Davka Adam. We're only talking here about red wine. Mishum de kivan shenis adem hapas ayde hayayin. Since the bread over here takes on the color of the red wine, and it here is somewhat red now, avad mimeno tor alechem. It loses the name or appearance of being called bread. However, avalam shor pito b'yayin lovin. That's why the Ramah said specifically red wine. If you soak the bread in white wine, so then bo'inan davko shi'ishtana hayayim mitzuroso, the wine has to change its appearance because of the bread that was soaking in it, ayideha pasa shor b'socho, in order for that to be considered significant. Uchle de'el b'sifyut aleph, as we just learned a moment ago in Sifyut aleph. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Samach, hey, you make a mezonos on this. Rotz Olam, what does it mean to make a mezonos? Lafuki shalo yivarech lehamotzi, as opposed to, you might have thought you still make hamotzi on it. What about the wine? Ulinyan birkasayayin, so here the Mishnah Berurah has a big digression. He says, what about the wine? You're making the bracha on the mezonos over here, but you also dipped it into white wine, or red wine, as the case was before. So, don't you have to make a bracha on the wine? So it brings down, im kavano sohi ikar, if your intention over here, your main intention and purpose, bishvil achilas hapas, but you want to eat bread. Vayayin borak lematik achila, and the yayin that you added over here was just to give it a little flavoring. So then, nas hayayin tofil, the wine becomes subordinate to the bread, deino mevarach, ki embori minim ezonos halapas. And you only make over here, embori minim ezonos, on this type of bread, because it's no longer really called bread. It's lost its status of being bread. Likewise, the chayin hashorah pas kistin b'yayin, if somebody dips some sort of a pie into wine, or for example, use the term loosely here, you're dipping a donut into the wine, oh, b'yayin sraf, or into some other hard liquor. Gam kein dino hachi, the same rule applies over here, that you're not really interested in that wine or that liquor at that point in time, you just want to give the bread, the mezonos over here, a sweet taste. And certainly, v'koshi gen hashorah prutzos, if you're dipping in pieces of bread, slices of bread, sheyesh bim kezayis, that have a kezayis, or hashorah pas b'yayin lovin, or if you're dipping the bread into white wine, then in that situation, it doesn't lose the status of being bread, then you make hamotzi, afil ala prutzos, sheyem bim kezayis, and then you'll make the bracha hamotzi, even on the pieces that are in a kezayis, as we've already explained previously, as long as one has a kezayis. As we've explained already previously, 2 days ago. In this situation, the bread clearly is the main product over here, and the wine is totally subordinate to the bread, and it doesn't require its own bracha. However, but if the person says, I'd like to have some of this bread over here and dip it into the wine, it'll make the bread taste better, but you know what, I'm also thirsty, and I'd like to drink some of this wine, so when I dip over here, I'm saturating this challah, so I'm also getting some wine. So then, in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, so have a little wine first, and make a bar piagofen on the wine. And after that, and then make the bracha on the bread that you're dipping into the wine over here, the bar mina mazonos. And if in fact you only want the wine, then why are you having the bread? The bread over here is coming to make the taste of the wine a little bit more palatable. So then, in this scenario, you really want the wine, and the bread is just helping the wine out a little bit, so then the bread is subordinate to the wine. In fact, in this situation, you'd only make a bar priagofen. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Vine lefize, what is the bottom line? Linyan shisias coffee kaveh, if a person has over here coffee, hanog benenu, which a common custom was then and is today, shetov limbo pas kistin, the people dip various pastries into their coffee, like I said, a donut. Visham, and in that situation, halo kavana, so gam kimishul shneim, when a person dips the donut in the coffee, he wants the donut and the coffee that's coming with it that's soaked into the mazonas over here. Near a gam cane, so it appeared the Mishnah Berurah says, in this situation, what should one do in terms of a bracha? The nochunu, what the ideal thing to do is shekodim shebirach ala paskis, and before you eat the donut, before you eat this paskis, then this pie, yivarach ala kovei shakal. Drink a little bit of the coffee and make a shakal on it. The yishtema, drink a little bit, and this way you yotze the coffee making the shakal. And then you have the pie. You have the thing that the pastry that you're dipping into the coffee, you break a separate bracha, bari min mazonos on that, and this way you satisfy both possibilities. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says, v'yosato, even a better suggestion, is sheyavaruch mitchil ala paskis and levad b'lo shriya. First make the bracha the pastry, bari min mazonos, without dipping it into the coffee. And then afterwards, v'achakach yavaruch mitchila amat sukar, then go take some sugar and make a bracha on that, b'yecha shahako, lahotzi ha'kovi, that will then pat you from having to make a bracha on the coffee, which we're not sure. Maybe you don't have to make the bracha on. So this way, have the pastry first, mazonos. Have some sugar, second, shahako. And this way, now you can dip the pastry in the coffee without having to worry, do I or do I not make a separate bracha? The issue footnote number 59 brings down, mavur midvarav, you see from over here, sha'av she'enu shoses ha'kofi imachilas ha'pas kisnim v'asachas, even though you don't drink the coffee and the pastry together, nevertheless, you don't have to make a shakal, he says, on the coffee itself. Because according to this idea, you're not certain that you have to go make the bracha on the coffee, because the coffee, if you're not drinking it really for the purpose of the coffee, but you're drinking it just over here to make the pastry go down better, so then maybe you don't have to make a bracha on the coffee at all. And it brings down from Nissan Karolitz Shlita Shivaduba Beofen Sheino Shosas a Kofi Elamachmas Guriras HaMeichel Veinashia Ikeres Etzlo. What we're talking about over here is that there's absolutely no real interest in drinking the coffee. It's just helping the pastry go down. In that situation, maybe you don't have to make a bracha on the coffee. It's totally tofel to the pastry. Now we go back to Mechaber. Again, we just said that if you dip the bread into wine, you don't make a motzi, you make a bar min hazonos, and you make a ma'ala milchi afterwards. So the Mechaber continues, and he writes, v'nira, this appears to be true, she'ein dvar of amurim, it only is stated, ela b'peirurin, with small pieces over here, oh, with crumbs, o b'prusa she'ein b'chol achas kezayis, or slices of bread, but they're small slices, and none of them have the size of a kezayis. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Karton Samach thought, dima yabo kezayis, if they did have the size of a kezayis in any of them, so then we've already learned in yesterday's she'a halam avuli, even though over here it soaked and it whitened the water and the tzuras hapas has been taken away, nevertheless, if you have a kezayis, you go by that, and the kezayis would still make you have to make amotzi lechem in oritz. Therefore, we're talking here about that it must be that it's under the size of a kezayis. Either it was crumbs or you had slices, but the slices were smaller than a kezayis. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Afilu dover shebli loso ova. Even if a person has a dough or a batter that's very thick. What does this mean? The Ramah says, Pirush, lishas hakemach b'mayim. When you knead the flour with the water, you end up having a very thick dough. How do we define this? So Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Samach Zayin, Hainu li'achar shiyotza kamayim l'socha kemach. After you pour the water into the flour, losho so, you kneaded it, of, in a thick way, kemo pas, to make it into a dough, like you would make a dough of bread. How is this defined? So, Dirshu footnote number 60 brings down that the Meiri writes, belila raka, a batter that is soft, hainu isa raka, means a dough that's soft, udalila ma'od, and it's very liquidy, shnishpachas kishemenichno sa'agabe kara, and it would pour, like a liquid is poured, when you'd pour it into a plate, or when you'd pour it onto the ground, so it would pour out. That means it's a blila raka. What is a thick dough? Blila ova, he is a sheno nishpachas kishiminichlosa. If you have a dough of bread, for example, somebody makes challah on Shabbos, so that dough, you can't pour that dough. That dough is a big piece of solid dough. It's not going to pour if you turn it over. The whole thing will just plop onto the plate or the oven that you're putting it into. You're not going to pour it out like you would pour out a batter making pancakes. So that's what the Meiri says is the difference between a belila raka and a belila ova, whether it flows, whether it can be poured or not. So again, back to the Mechaber. If you have this thick dough, this material over here that is not able to be poured, so the Mechaber writes, in Bishla, if you now go and cook this, remember, it hasn't been baked yet, o tigno, or you fry it. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samachas explains the difference between baking cooking and frying. So he says, in bishlo, bishul means b'mayim in sivkot and samaches, and that when you cook it in water, and tigun, frying it, means when you fry it in oil, and baking is when you put it into an oven. So he says, if you didn't bake it, you only cooked it or you fried it, then this bracha is a mezonos and not hamotzi. And no matter, even if the Mechaber says, afilu even if you shaped it into the form of a bread, it still doesn't have the halachic status of bread. Even if there is the obligation to take off challah. Challah here has nothing to do with what we call a challah. Challah is one of the matnos kahuna, one of the 24 matonos that a person gives to a kohen. And this means that from a dough, and here it's the dough, has nothing to do with what it will make from. When you put water into flour and you knead it, that dough now is obligated to give 1/24 of it. If you're a private person, if you're a baker, then it's 1/48. You're obligated to give that to the Kohen. The Kohen eats it like it was the status of Truma. So even though this batter over here may have an obligation to take off challah from it, nevertheless, the birchas hamotzi ain't a holech, you don't make hamotzi on it, the bracha of hamotzi only goes ela achar sha'as afia. You only make hamotzi on something if it was baked. If something was cooked or something was fried, you never make hamotzi on it. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Tes explains further. This is true, afilu aprusu sheish ben kezayis. Even if these pieces are very large, they're more than a kezayis, you still make a mezonos oni. I v'lo domi l'masha kosev sif yud. This has nothing to do with what we said in sif yud. Da bishul eno mavatalo so mitoris lechem. That cooking something doesn't take away the status of it being bread if it has a kezayis. So why over here it does it? The hasam have lechem gomer mikar. Because they were talking about it was started off being bread and now you cooked it afterwards. Shaya afu, it was baked. As opposed to here, masha ein kein hocha d'lo nefem yom. Here it was never baked. We just either cooked it or we fried it. Therefore, so if it's never been baked, so if you now cook it or you fry it, it will never be bread. And he says, furthermore, the ayin lekamens if you dala, we're learning mitzvah shemen tomorrow's shir or the next day's shir in the Ramah, the imnosein b'machavas ma'at shemen, if you pour a little bit of oil into a frying pan, shelo yisarf isa, and the only purpose for doing that is so it shouldn't burn the dough, that's not called frying. Lo mikre tigun b'mashka, that's not called frying it in oil. Ella what? Bahavi afir gemura. That's called baking. The Mechaber said it doesn't have Teresa the Nahama, and Sivkot and Ayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Vafilu ochal harbe. And this would be true, that it doesn't have the status of bread, even if you ate a whole bunch of these. The kava sudose alein, and he made it into the meal. Nevertheless, it has a status heavy kamo dice, it has a status of like being like porridge, or mavarich bari min mezonos. Under no circumstances can you ever have to wash and bench on this. It will always just be a mezonos, and that's the brochimit lefoneha, or me'ein shalosh lachre, and you're making ala michya afterward. And the issue footnote number 61 explains this is because ein ze bechlal lechem klal. Rak kimine kidera ba'amwa. This is not called bread, this is just a cooked dish, and a cooked dish always will be a mezonos. It never can be made into a meal that you make hamotzi on, even with kviya suda, and even if it even looks like bread. Sivkot Nayin Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Rotzulomer, afiluhu b'inyon shikori lechem linin chala. Even though in regards to the taking off of the truma called chala, again, nothing to do with what we call a chala, but this mitzvah to take off from a dough, a portion, 1/24, and give it to the Kohen, even though it has obligation to have chala, that's because kigon shebishas lisha at the time of kneading it, lohaya bedato levashlo o letagno, because at the time that he made this dough, he had no intention to necessarily go and cook it or to fry it. And therefore, only afterwards, v'yachar kach nimlach, so then, shuchayev b'chala d'vrei kol. In that situation, everybody agrees you would be chayev to take off chala. So even though there may be an agreement by everybody that you have to take off challah, this doesn't make it into the requirement to make a bracha of hamotzi. Sivkot Nayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the lo mikri lechem ela ofri, because bread is only by definition baked. The kivish lo nefa, betanur, since this dough was not baked in an oven, or al b'machavas, in a frying pan, below mashka, without any liquid in it, ein shein lechem ola. If you cook it or you fry it, it doesn't have the status of being baked. As opposed to the taking off of challah, hakol holech achar gilgul hakemach b'mayim. That's totally dependent upon the mixing of the water and the flour. Once you've done that, shos chol chiyuv hafrashas challah. At that point, that's when the obligation to take off challah occurs. Shenasa isa. That's when it becomes a dough, and you take off challah from a dough. V'shuv lo nivka mimena aydei bishul v'tikun. And you don't lose that by later on frying it or cooking it. That will take away the bracha of hamotzi and make it a mezonos, but that doesn't take away the obligation that you had already to go and take off challah. That concludes today's shir.